Hi, it's good to be live back. My last video wasn't live, so it felt different. This video is all about if you are someone who calls yourself an aesthetic. I guess you could define that as that you find like you just love and appreciate beautiful things. It can be in any way. Hey, Maria, thanks for joining. But if you feel like you just are drawn to beautiful things and beauty, however you define it in any way, this video is about that because there, I think one of the biggest things I've learned and also a block I've had to overcome about myself or concept is around this idea of beauty and being something who, someone who likes and values beauty, as being shallow. Yeah, and I felt like, thanks for the likes. I felt like before I found my love of interior redesign and really finding, you know, what it was. I didn't know it was a career before with just using what you own. I only knew about interior design. But still, I had this own conflict in myself of like, why do I care so much about making things prettier, making them beautiful just because, and those details that I used to think was kind of frivolous and that I used to not focus on because I felt like, oh, there's bigger things. And something we've really discovered is that it's so actually spiritual. And something I like to say as well is that beauty is an expression of love. And I know the word beauty has many things associated, and there's also a lot of negativity around sort of the beauty industry and cosmetics and different things. But just taking the value of the word and someone who appreciates making things nice, whether that's their home, their outfits, the way they dress themselves. That heart in general is very deeply spiritual and loving. And I have to really say that because for me, that took a long time to accept that aspect of myself. And yesterday I was reading a little book called like How to Teach Your Children About God. And the very first chapter was God is like an artist. And it was just saying, you know, the world, why is the world? Why is nature so beautiful? Why do we feel so good? Most of us, a lot of times, have different struggles. And when we go out on a walk, we can immediately feel better. And it's because of the beauty that's put in it. And it's the details. And it's the, you know, in this book, they were saying, like, why did God make all those little colors and things, take that extra time to. You make all these variety of birds, of the fish, of you know, everywhere, these so many teeny tiny, hey Chad, so many teeny tiny different colors, types of flowers, like some that we maybe never ever see. And it's like all of that is just indicator of the artist or the designer that our creator is, and that how you know we can connect to that spiritually. By seeing this side of beauty and wanting to make things beautiful just because, as an act of spirituality. And someone I met recently, one who does like kind of a lot of education for youth and makes a lot of great presentations, he was saying the same thing. He was like, actually, when you go and you take the time to make something beautiful, he gave the example of actually like when we prepare a meal. And we, you know, prepare the food and everything, but we also take time to put out the plates and really make a nice setup. That's like pausing, you know, instead of just going straight into eating, right? It's like preparing a wonderful environment. And then you sit down and maybe you offer a prayer or thanks. This is great for thinking about Thanksgiving coming up, yeah. And then you enjoy it together. And he was saying that in itself is an act of spirituality. And even if you don't believe in God, if you think of just like a lot of people focus on spirituality in the sense of feeling good, mindfulness, and presence, it's all about that. And I was so inspired by it when he said that because to me, I was like, yes, I feel that totally. But for such a long time, I thought taking that time to make everything look extra nice and those little details, or to make a centerpiece, or to set the table really pretty. That was a frivolous thing, you know, an extra, like we could use time elsewhere. But actually, it's the complete opposite. And I think for some people, we have all different ways of how we express ourselves. And I just wanted to share this because there might be others out there who feel like their way of expression is a lot around beauty, and maybe they felt similar things about, oh, they're taking too much time or undervalued. Or maybe you have other ways of expression that you felt aren't kind of appreciated in society, because society a lot of times focuses on being efficient, focuses on, different values, and of course it's different with cultures. But I really wanted to emphasize this with beauty because it's something that's part of my story personally, and I thought it's just something to reflect on for all of us. Yeah, oh, I'm glad she's like that too. Yeah, that was mainly it. I just wanted to share that inspiration around spirituality and the idea of really we are in control of the environment we create and taking that time in whatever way that you feel you want to express and to make any experience, whether it's eating your food, eating a meal for Thanksgiving, a big holiday, or eating a meal just daily, like the way that you choose to invite, goodness and beauty and everything and joy into what you do is an act of spirituality, is an act of how you can make yourself grow. And it's also patience, instead of just kind of going through things. It's really being intentional. Yes. So that's what I wanted to share. And this also is one of my last like live streams. I've been doing a lot of inspirational live streams and Q&A Fridays. And I'm going to continue doing live streams, but not every month, every week on my Facebook page. But in the Facebook group Inspired Home Deco, I'll do live streams around styling and occasionally put up a few. And I'm going to focus on doing a few interviews. So you can look forward to that coming up because, like I've said, throughout this year and the time I've been here sharing my inspiration, I've also met some really inspiring people who I would love to share with you so that we can spread all the joy and creativity that's out there. And if you're someone who would love to be interviewed, please let me know. And otherwise, have a great weekend. Thank you for joining in live. Thank you for those who watch the replay. Let me know if you can relate in the comments, especially if you feel like you're an aesthetic and or some other aspect of way that you like to express love that you maybe feel you didn't always value. I'd love to hear about your experiences. And share this if you feel like it's useful or helpful to anyone you know personally or yeah, as you like. Have a great weekend and have a great Thanksgiving for those who celebrate Thanksgiving coming up in next week. Bye.